Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because Jesus is Lord, and He is Almighty. He is our Savior. He's our Deliverer. We are more than conquerors. As we recognize Him and yield to Him, to His word and what He said, you will never, ever have to worry in the name of Jesus. My name is Ann Strickland, and I am excited about this time, and I want to officially welcome you to the principles of prosperity. We're breaking the stronghold of poverty like never before. This is a serious time now, so I want you to understand, you know, I might not start out every way, all the way, the way that I should, but I'm so excited at this time, and I've had so many different thoughts in my mind about the goodness of God and how He's putting things together and putting things in place through us as His representatives here on earth. I'm telling you, it is awesome. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. I just wish you could feel what I feel and know and see what I know and am seeing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for your will, your word. I thank you for this opportunity to share with your people. And I thank you, God, that you have given us the power to get the wealth, to establish your covenant upon this earth in the name of Jesus. All of you and none of Anne, in Jesus' name. This is Anne Strickland, and we are breaking the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we're going to talk about the financial breakthrough. So get excited. Financial breakthrough. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to tell you how. You know, breakthrough is an act of forcing a way against opposition. Through to a major accomplishment. I want to repeat that. Breakthrough, the act of forcing a way against opposition. And when you force your way up against opposition, that knows that you know then that you're going into a major accomplishment. And lack and poverty and debt is opposition. But we're breaking through. In the name of Jesus. The time has come for the body of believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to rise up and recover it all. But God is with you. God is with us. We're in the financial warfare. A financial warfare, but you're more than conquerors. You have all of the weapons that you need to fight with and win. First of all, you have Jesus. You have the Word of God, and you have faith. Angels are also available, waiting for you to put them to work. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. No one has said it would be easy. All you have to know is that you win. And when you know that you win, you are excited. You fight. You know the fight is fixed. So this fight is fixed because you're more than a conqueror, because the word says you're the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath. And no good thing is he going to withhold from you. So So the financial breakthrough is here for the taking. All you have to do is increase your thinking. Start having extreme thoughts, wealth thoughts, thoughts of possessing the land and taking over. You're in the line for your victory because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein it. That's from Psalm 24, verse 1. That means you. But now is the time for you, man and woman and children of God, to break through into this financial realm. All you are really doing is taking back what is rightfully yours. Business owners, speak blessings and prosperity over your business every day. Every day. Listen to what the Bible says, not what Wall Street or the economy is saying. The Bible says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. Isaiah 48:17 says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God who teaches thee to profit, who leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Now, here's what is absolutely something that you need to know. Everything starts with the thought. You may not know it, but you can break through lack of money. The first step is to begin thinking that you have all of your financial needs met. Start thinking. Plus more to live a life of luxury and be able to help others. Everything begins with the thought. The word of God says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So before anything was created or made, the thought had to come. So start thinking prosperity. Stop thinking, I don't have enough or I can't afford it. Stop saying I'm broke. Stop thinking and start thinking success. Start thinking I'm wealthy. Start thinking I'm prosperous. Start thinking I am financially successful. Change your thinking and change your speech, and you will change your life. The word of God says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And God says us to possess the land. And I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 30 to help you understand. I'm going to read from verses 1 through 8 to help you understand how God wants us to take back everything that has been taken from us. 1 Samuel chapter 30. David and his men reached, starting in verse 1, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam and Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters, but David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Amalek, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? And God answered, pursue them, he answered. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in rescue. And David recovered it all. I know this story. He went and recovered it all. And this is what God Almighty wants you to do and know today. The financial situation has been, looks like, and it has been taken over temporarily by other people other than the body of believers. And I'm telling you now, you have the power to get wealth because God has given you the power to get wealth to establish his covenant. So as you think and start doing and putting your hands to work, and the work comes in different areas, discovering things, your gifts, your talents, you will prosper. And God has opened it up to us nowadays. Now I'm seeing a measure of God that like I've never seen before. So you must start thinking, change your mind. Stop thinking I'm a loser. Stop thinking I'm not successful. Stop thinking I'm broke. Stop thinking that's not God's mind. So you want to have the mind of Christ, the wisdom of Almighty God in your thinking. Because the whole universe is waiting for you and I to take dominion, speak out and give instruction. That's what we were created to do. The Bible says the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. That's Romans 8:19. All of creation waits in anticipation for God's called out and anointed ones to bring it back into alignment with the Creator's original intent. Every word you speak is pregnant with regal creative power. You were created in the image of God. One thing we know about God is that his word carries immense creative power and always accomplishes what he intends it to. Through the prophet Isaiah, God said, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. It's Isaiah 55:10. It's how everything exists was created. God spoke out what he had seen in his mind. He dreamed about creating the cosmos, but it was not until his word framed what he saw in his mind's eye did the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, as well as every plant, animal, and humanity itself appear. Imagination has no power until it is expressed. It starts in the mind, but you have to speak it. Start speaking. God spoke from nothingness. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord came on the earth and it was dark, he didn't wish. He saw it was dark, and he spoke light be. Everything in Genesis chapter 1, he spoke into existence. And you have that same power because if you're a child of Almighty God, you have that same power to speak into existence. So speak your success into existence. Speak your prosperity in success into existence. Speak your debt freedom into existence. Speak your ownership of your businesses in existence. See, there are people out there who have all these gifts and talents and have a desire, and fear steps in, fear of failure. Fear is not of God. You can't have fear and faith together. If you have faith, you will succeed. You may not succeed at first, but you keep going. You try and try again until it happens, because it's going to happen. You're going to be successful. But you have to know that, and you have to believe it. You have to honor what the Word of God says. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I think I'm a wealthy man of God or I'm a wealthy woman of God, I'm it, and it's going to happen. If I think I'm successful, if I think I'm great, God wants you to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Start thinking I'm healthy. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." It also says that you can decree a thing and it shall be established. Job 36:11 says, "If you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure." When are we going to line up with the Word of God so that we can, and that's what's going to happen, we can and we will have our financial breakthrough, because we are going to speak the Word. Understand the Word, you are empowered. You are empowered. And that's what you need to know for your financial breakthrough. The Word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So think success. I am in the process of becoming successful. I meditate on the Word of God day and night. My spirit is rich. My soul is rich, and I am rich. I willingly obey God's word and eat of the good of the land. This is what you speak it. Speak it out. My life lines up with the word of God, which is my truth. I'm a representative of God in the earth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world that dwells in it. I am the Lord's, and all that he has is in me. I have the authority through Jesus Christ to gain great wealth in his name. My riches are from God to God. I'm chosen by God to praise God. I'm a co-inheritor with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. This is who you are. This is all based on the word of God. I am his treasured possession. I was formed for God's own pleasure. The Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. I am comforted through his word in every way. I lay hold of these truths and walk in the abundance of God, which Jesus Christ paid. He paid the highest price for me to have. He died on the cross. He took all of our sins and sicknesses and poverty and lack on the cross through the shedding of a horrible death for you and me to live a better life. And we're going to start living a better life because you're going to start believing the word of God. You're going to know whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. You're going to start thinking, I am prosperous. You're going to think that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. You're going to start thinking I have favor with God and man. You're called, ordained, and equipped by God to be a financial champion. That means you're the head and not the tail. You're a winner. God has done everything to allow you to be a financial champion by giving, shedding of his, of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's given you his word. He's given you overflow. You're overflowing with promises of provision and abundance. It's all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, and it has to be taught. His principles are full of power to manifest the promises. His son, the person of Jesus, who purchased your victory, glory to God. God is on your side. So you have to know what God really says about money. Do not believe the tradition, the believers, the religious traditions, but believe the truth. God is a God of abundance and wants to see you, his child, blessed. You know how you want to see your children blessed? You don't want to see your children in insufficiency and lack and poor? God's desire is for your financial house to be in order, debt-free, stress-free, providing for your family, accomplishing all your God-given objectives, and giving generously to the kingdom of Almighty God. Your communities, your churches, and all shall be well established. God is with you, never doubt it. Even for 1 second, he will strengthen and encourage you all the way to your championship victory. Glory to God. See, God works with you. You must work his principles. God has sovereignty, established promises and principles in regard to the world of finance. It's your responsibility as a child of God to find, know, and believe the promises along with the related principles to see the full manifestation of his promises. So the degree to which you properly work God's principles in all four harvest fields determines the size of your harvest. Faith is not just knowing and believing with confession. Faith requires three parts: knowing, believing, and taking the appropriate action. James said, faith without works, taking appropriate action, is dead. Without works, without taking the appropriate action, is dead. Why? There is no life. Nothing happens without the appropriate action. A financial champion knows their rights and responsibilities and co-laborers with the spiritual and natural laws of finances. You're a financial champion. You're a winner. You're the head and not the tail. So you take the appropriate action in all four fields and maximize your harvest in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you something. God has set up something. Two things God has done with me and through me. First of all, he's given me Luke 4:18, which says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he's anointed you to speak, preach the gospel to the poor. Glory to God. That's my call. And through the years, the 80s and 90s until now, God has used me to pray for people, to teach people, and help people. And their lives have been changed. Their testimonies and testimonies and testimonies all through the years. right now, God is using me right now for the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. And it's in the Empowerment Center on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. It's a four-week session from 10 to 12. The classes are free to learn God's covenant promises of prosperity, why God wants you to prosper, and wisdom and prosperity in the end times. If you've been struggling financially, have experienced loss or lack of business, you want to have a clear understanding of how, why, and why God wants you to prosper, you need to be in these classes. The address is the Gateway Building here in Philadelphia, 3751 Island Avenue, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. The classes are free. It's in Philadelphia, the Gateway Building. Now, that's the teaching. Now, here is something that God has just recently put into my hands. Glory to God. I'm excited. But I want to ask you some questions. Do you or anyone you know travel at least occasionally? Where was the last place you traveled? Did that place pay you a check when you traveled there or had a vacation there? Were you able to save on your taxes? Well, I want to let me tell you something. I want to introduce you to the travel that pays, and it's called vacation travel. You can go to the internet and view vacation.net and get in touch with me, 215-806-4879, or better still, go to my website, Ann Strickland, A-N-N-S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D dot paypaycation.net, and look up opportunity, travel, the teachings, everything. And it's open that if you desire to have a website, there's a free portal. You can scroll down and create your website in your name, but you can travel. You this is an opportunity for you to travel, and at wholesale prices to take your family, tax write-offs, or save on your taxes. Pastors and ministers, you need to hear about this. You need to get in on this, because this is going to help your church to come out of that fundraising, the fried chicken dinners and fish fries and things, and going to start bringing your church debt free and your people into a better lifestyle that God wants them to live. Because he said, wealth and riches shall be in your house. And we're in the time now of the wealth of the wicked being transferred to the just. And I see it through this travel because, you know, people are traveling and cruising, and you can have all of this and do this and make money at the same time. Have fun. That's Job 36:11. So my name is Ann Strickland. This is Principles of Prosperity, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing the word and teaching your people, and I thank you for their obedience to your word and your will, because you desire above all things that they prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper. So get in touch with me, 215-806-4879, or go to my website, annstrickland.com. www.paycation.net. In Jesus' name, amen.